This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. It's Youth Day today, and a perfect time to speak to Michelle Sinclair of Nadiza Gallery, which is quite a young gallery as well, at 7 or 8 years old, Michelle.
That's right. We're young and fresh and full of excitement, particularly today on Youth Day.
So tell us a little bit about the gallery to begin with. It's out there in Gordon's Bay. And what are the things that are happening that are young, fresh and exciting?
Well, firstly, we're based in Harbour Island, which is a beautiful setting with yachts and ocean and boardwalks. And we're in Crystal Beach Hotel. We open 24/7, quite literally, so people can come along. There's underground parking. It's safe. So even if the weather's bad, we're hoping people are going to come along today and support our very exciting Youth Day initiative.
Well, it's the Youth Day Initiative and it's the Youth Month. So tell us what's happening this month.
Well, there's a lot of young people we find who've been sidelined, who aren't academic. So because of that, today we're inviting youngsters to bring their artworks to the gallery, aspiring young artists, between 10 this morning and 1 o'clock. And we're going to have a team of art teachers, gallerists, established artists who are going to review their work and encourage them.
That's fabulous. And what is currently on that we'll also be able to see? So we'll be able to see some of their work that you might have selected there. Fantastic.
At the moment, we have a mixed bag in the gallery. We have some well-known names like Arlena Mahler, Raviv, Mohau, Modisa King, Billy Stradom, and then our young artist that we're particularly excited about at the moment is a young man by the name of Wellington Moya.
Now, tell us more about that. I know it's on radio, but you can still paint a picture for us of the kind of work he does.
He's an amazing young man. He lives in a shack in Lwandle, and he tells me that he locks himself in his shack and draws to escape the fear of the noise and the violence going on outside around him. And his story is quite touching. He's one of 8 youngsters in the family and the only one to have made matric. And when he was in grade 6, he won an Emmy Bala Art Prize. So he had art lessons, which inspired him and was a great guidance to him.
That's very exciting that also there's a space for people like that to show off their talent. And are there other people that you're trying to encourage and expose to the art world?
There are. There's Zachariah Mukwira. He's a Zimbabwean artist, and he's going to be there on Youth Day. And he's also there to inspire and to teach youngsters. And it's just a whole sort of interactive day that everybody can work together and give people the opportunity, give the youth the opportunity to hear firsthand from artists who've made it and from young artists who are trying to make it, what it's actually about.
Well, that's excellent. Will you hold on to some of those works so perhaps you can see what you've been able to collect today?
Absolutely. The best works are going to be selected and we're going to have an exhibition later on. I'm not sure. It depends on how many there are. It's quite exciting. We've sent the initiative out to the various schools in the area who are going to be sending their art students. And with a lot of youngsters being homeschooled at the moment, we're trying to reach out to them as well.
Well, that's fantastic. It's lovely to have initiatives like that which reach out to young people and giving that encouragement, which I think will inspire and promote. And I think it's also part of the buzz of your gallery.
It is. We like it to be an inclusive gallery for people who don't normally go to galleries to come into the space, who aren't intimidated or, you know, they can relate to it and we can chat about it. We have a very welcoming and an open attitude in the gallery. And it's quite different. There's big sofas. You can sit down and have a cup of coffee or a cocktail and it's great.
Good. And to find your way all the way to Gordon's Bay, and it's not that far, pick up a copy of the Arts, Craft and Museums map and you'll find the way to Nadiza Gallery, and you'll also get a wonderful warm welcome from Michelle. For the what, the why and the where of what's happening in and around Cape Town, pick up the map or go to mapmyway.co.za. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za.